In other news, the University of Michigan is investigating its provost, Martin Filbert. Allegations of sexual misconduct came to light in January. Six women from four institutions, including the U of M, have come forward. Recent reporting by some news sources suggests that there may be more than a few others. Kim Kozlowski is the higher education reporter at the Detroit News, and she's been following this story. Kim, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me, April.
Can you tell us a little bit about Martin Filbert and who he is within his field?
Martin Filbert is the provost as well as the executive vice president for academic affairs at University of Michigan. He is essentially the number two at University of Michigan. He's the chief budget and academic officer. Additionally, he is also a pretty well-known toxicology professor.
What do we know about the allegations made against him?
Well, we know that several emerged in January, and that University of Michigan immediately put him on administrative leave. They appointed an interim to step in. And right now, the University of Michigan has doing an internal investigation, but they have also hired an outside firm. And at this point, the institution hasn't revealed anything about what the allegations are, but they have said that they're taking the allegations seriously and sexual misconduct will not be tolerated.
Any of these claims involve students?
The university said when allegations first came out about Filbert that the ones that initially had come forward did not involve students.
It appears that Filbert was promoted several times over the course of his career, despite in some cases anonymous warnings and in other cases possibly involving more detailed complaints. What does it say that the university may have known that there was a problem and did not act? Has there been much reaction from others within the organization?
I cannot comment on other allegations. We have not reported any allegations. While we've received them, we want to be bulletproof before we publish them. We did, however, get a letter that was sent to President Schlissel that said they had lost faith in the Office of Institutional Equity, which is the office that does investigate allegations of sexual misconduct. And they pointed to a professor, Nat Filbert, that had allegations against them and how they felt dissatisfied by how the case was handled. The university did not comment on the case, but the letter was signed by over 60 people, students and faculty members. However, one of the board members, the chair of the board, Ron Weiser, said that the university gets numerous letters signed by numerous people. So that was at least one reaction to this letter. But there does seem to be a sentiment, at least in the U of M's Computer Science and Engineering Department, as well as the School of Information, which is where all the signatures came from, that there was dissatisfaction. They wanted President Schlissel to come in and make some changes and protect what they said were protect survivors and the larger community.
Kim, your view is higher education, but it certainly seems like anyone who's either involved with or covering the industry is spending an awful lot of time on sexual harassment or sexual abuse claims. Would you say that you've seen a change over the past 10 years in how institutions handle this?
I do think that more people are starting to come forward and speak about what they regard as inappropriate behavior. And I do think their claims are taken more seriously than ever before. I might even trace some of the change to the women who came forward and spoke about Larry Nassar over 9 consecutive days a few years ago. They basically came forward, they showed their faces, they talked about what sexual assault looks like, and the whole world was riveted and they watched. And I think that was a watershed moment in what we continue to see as people come forward and talk about sexual misconduct.
Kim Kozlowski covers higher ed for the Detroit News. Kim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, April.